There are many types of magic. There is ceremonial magic, for example, which is really about spiritual purification, uniting your consciousness with the higher self and with God, and doing it through ritual and petitioning angelics, for example. There's folk magic, which involves formula for simple bewitchments or healings, good luck, avoiding bad luck, those sorts of things. Magic is about really making the place that we live in better, and it's a way to accomplish things that for many of us it would seem to be miraculous because it happens instantly.
One of my favorite phrases used to be, it's magic time. You know, whenever anything special was happening.
Yes.
And I always loved that. And David Copperfield, is he more than, is he more of an illusionist as opposed to a magician?
Well, stage magicians like David Copperfield are illusionists. However, there is a type of stage magic known as bizarre magic, or actually it's an element of stage magic.
What is bizarre magic?
Bizarre magic.
What is that?
And what that involves is that many of the best stage magicians in the world find that sometimes there's more to magic than just trickery and illusion, that things happen, psychic things, for example, like maybe there's actual psychokinesis in something. Things happen that really can't be explained according to a stage magic manual.
The kind of magic performed by those who handled alchemy years ago. When I was a kid, I would read books on this, and I thought that they were mere trying to find how to make anything into gold. It was much more than that, wasn't it?
Well, here again, we have different kinds of the art. Alchemy is a science and an art, according to the traditional definition. There is the transmutation of base metals into gold, and that's the material aspect of alchemy.
Mm-hmm.
The spiritual aspect of alchemy is about changing the impure parts of yourself, your flaws, into a purer self. It's really a path of spiritual purification. Now, the best alchemists of the day, centuries ago, felt that really you could not have one without the other. You had no hope of performing material change if you didn't purify yourself spiritually first. However, there were lots of alchemists that were known as puffers, and they were the ones who just wanted the gold. You know, just, you know, take the lead, make the gold, make money.
What did they mean by the phrase black magic?
Black magic is the use of what would be called the infernal powers, and especially for either base material gain or to harm others. That would be calling upon, for example, demons to cause someone bad luck, misfortune, even in the view of some magicians, doing something like trying to find buried treasure, which is a very common element in a lot of the old magical textbooks called grimoires. That might even be considered black magic.
Is it bad to do that, to look for treasure?
Well, I don't think...
With these powers?
Technically, no. But the rituals that are given for this sort of thing almost always involve some sort of demonic entity rather than an angel.
The people who practice black magic, are they Satan worshippers? I mean, does it fall into that realm?
I don't think you can say that black magic is equated with Satanism, because many people consider Satanism a form of religious practice.
True, true.
But black magic would be considered anything that is directed against another living thing to harm.
Like curses and things like that?
Curses, wishing someone ill is a form of black magic. If you say, oh, I hate you and I hope you have bad luck, you're sort of practicing a very informal type of black magic.